Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name.
Good evening, everybody. Happy New Year again to you. This is Prophetess Mwaka from Dallas, Texas, on Solutions here on Zambia Blog Talk Radio, trusting that you are all doing great and that you started the new year with a bang and you are going forth in strength, in power, in wisdom, and in favor. I want to encourage you, Solutions listeners, oh, make sure that the enemy does not take advantage of this year. It is your year. It is your time. It is your season. So we here at Solutions are wishing you a very blessed, victorious, wonderful, fabulous, fantastic, magnificent, unforgettable, unique, special, one-of-a-kind 2014. We are blessed. We are happy, looking forward to great, great things. The new year has started very well. We are all doing wonderful. We do have a page on Facebook. Please like our page, Solutions Radio. Also, again, please do write us. Let us know how this program has been a blessing to you. And do make sure to tell your friends, your neighbors, your families, your workmates, anybody you know who's in a relationship, out of a relationship, in a marriage, because knowledge is power. It's been an incredible journey of learning, an incredible journey of impartation. We've had many wonderful speakers from different parts of the world. And one thing we realize, all of us, regardless of gender, age, ethnicity, nationality, God has designed us for love. God has designed us for connection, for friendship. God has designed us to be appreciated and respected. Marriage, we have seen from the Word of God, is God's idea and not the world's idea. So we trust you have been blessed and enriched. This is really like free counseling, so make the most of it. Singles, we believe in you. We are praying for you, and we really want to see you making the right decisions. For a few weeks, we're going to just be doing this half-hour segment. Unfortunately, you won't be able to call in. Just going through a few technicalities here at Zambia Blog Talk Radio, but we hope to sort that out very, very soon. So just bear with us. So for maybe just two or three more weeks, we'll just be doing these half-hour segments where you just hear my voice. But I know you love to hear my voice. I know I'm your favorite radio talk show host. It's been a joy to just minister to you, to teach, to train, to empower, to enrich. That is my passion, just to make a difference in your life. So again, if you've been blessed, do send us a message on Facebook. We're on Facebook, Solutions Radio. You can also send me a message, Pastor Mwaka Tojira Yesu, or my wonderful, lovely assistant, Ms. Shiko Mwangi. You can also send her a message of how this show has helped you and also of topics you would like us to do in 2014. For those of you who are in Missouri, this coming weekend, St. Louis, Missouri, we will be at Christ Covenant Church doing our city-to-city crusade, and we are looking forward to meeting you, and we are looking forward to a great weekend. We are going to be hosted by the wonderful Pastor Paul and Pastor Eunice Masharia, who have graciously allowed us to use their church. So if you're in the Kansas City St. Louis area, please do come. We start Friday night, and it's for both men and women. Saturday morning is for women only. We will have our Women of Destiny, looking forward to just impacting women and releasing them to go forth and do what God has anointed and appointed them to do. Saturday night, my husband will be ministering. I believe it's 4 or 5 p.m. It's on the flyer. But it's also a youth service. We want to encourage the youth to come. Our sons are coming with us, and they'll be ministering in dance. They're phenomenal. They're awesome. So this is ministry for the whole family, men, women, youth. Everybody come. You are welcome. And I will conclude Sunday afternoon because we have to drive back to beautiful Dallas, Texas. So please don't miss this opportunity. Your life will be changed. Your life will be transformed. You will be inspired, motivated, never to settle for less, to go for all that God has designed you to do. So that is this weekend, January 17th, 18th, and 19th. We are in St. Louis, Missouri. Share with a friend. Spread the news. If you got the flyer, forward it. If you're on Facebook, tag and share your friends. Let's start the new year in strength, in power, and in unity. And of course, you know that we're just 3 months away to our Fresh Aroma Spring Prophetic Conference. This is our 10th annual one. We are celebrating 10 years, Fresh Aroma of healing, restoring, transforming. And I believe, and I know by the grace of God, you have been touched and ministered unto and changed through our ministry. Please do come and celebrate with us here in Dallas, Texas, April the 10th to the 13th. April the 10th to the 13th. It is free, but we do ask you to register. It's a free conference. It's for both men and women. We have phenomenal, phenomenal speakers. I'll speak about them at the end of the program, but I encourage you, please do come. You will be blessed. You will be changed. You will be impacted. You will be joyful. Your will not remain the same. We put in a lot of time, effort, energy, preparation, prayer, and fasting to make this a one-of-a-kind conference. So please don't miss it. For all you are worth, come and be blessed. Come and be impacted. Just come and your life to another level. So that is April the 10th to the 13th. It's not only just a conference, but we'll be celebrating 10 years of Fresh Aroma, and you'll get to meet many of our partners and all the different things we've done for the last 10 years. It's been a wonderful, glorious, supernatural, miraculous journey. I love serving the Lord. I love being in the kingdom. I love changing lives. You all motivate me. That's why I love to hear from you, because it makes it so worth it to just keep going on and just reaching out to people. One of the things we are also requesting, and I've never really pushed this, but as we enter our 10th year, and this is one of the things I'm actually going to be, the topic tonight is the blessing of partnership. That is partnership in marriage, partnership in friendship, and partnership in relationship. But I just want to start off by saying, you know, what makes them a strong ministry is not only strong prayer and fasting, but it is partners. It is partners like you who will give financially on a consistent basis. It's not about how much, but it's really the consistency that matters. Given consistently, it helps us to do much outreach. Like, for example, as we go to Missouri, I mean, we are driving there, and that takes gas, and we're going there to go and bless people. And so ministry does cost. They always say salvation is free, but ministry is not. But actually, salvation is not. It cost Jesus his life. So it really is not free. But ministry does cost. To be on this radio is not free. None of the stuff we do is free. And so we are really requesting. Many of you have followed us for some time now. You know our heart, you know our passion, our zeal, our integrity. If you have been blessed over the years through our ministry and our, you know, various, through our local church or nation, through Fresh Aroma, through our morning prayer line, through this Radio Solutions, through Women of Destiny, or when I travel to your state, we are asking for your partnership. Just partner with us for the next 12 months by contributing financially. You can go to our website. You can give as little as $25 a month. You can give $50 a month. You can give $100 a month. You can give $300 a month. One thing I can guarantee, you will be blessed. Everybody who has sown into this fertile ground, because we are winning souls, we are changing lives, restoring families. Whenever you give into a ministry that is about people, God will have to bless you. So your money goes into us touching more lives, extending our outreach, expanding our territory. So instead of, you know, spending that money on McDonald's and Burger King and Applebee, why don't you support us? We will appreciate so much. It is actually a biblical principle that when you're ministered unto, changed, transformed, you give back. I do the same. I give into my mentors' ministries that have changed me and touched me and transformed me to be the woman of God I am today. I still bless them. This is a biblical principle. So we are requesting, if you've been touched in any way, please be our partner. You can go on to our website, which is fresharomaministry.org, fresharomaministry.org. That is one word, and you can just give online on our safe and secure website. You can also get my book, Unlocking Your Destiny, through the power of prayer. It will revolutionize your prayer life. It is easy, simple to read, very powerful. You can get life-changing CDs. I think I've preached on every topic on the face of the earth, on faith, on prosperity, on prayer, on all, you name it. But whatever topic you need on your identity, on your destiny, on your purpose, you will be so blessed. So start off the year right, be our partner, get materials that will change your life, and you can do this by logging onto fresharomaministry.org. Well, I've taken 15 minutes talking about partnership and the conference. Well, this is an integral part of the ministry, and for us really to go strong, especially this year, we want to do so much. Your partnership, your support, your contribution, besides saying, prophetess, we love you, God bless you, now let your pocket speak. Then I'll know that you really, really do love me and appreciate all that God is doing through me by the grace of God. Our topic tonight is the blessing of partnership, and this is a very powerful topic, and these are principles you can use not only in your family but with your friends, at work. It is so, so powerful, partnership. And Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 declares, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falls, for he has not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. A threefold cord is not easily broken. The blessing of partnership. People of God, in this season that we are in, it is not a one-man show. I believe God is putting us together so that we can do great things for the kingdom. You know, I think of my school friends whom I went to school with in Nairobi. We've been friends now maybe for the last 25 years. And if you saw us together, oh my goodness. But, you know, it is that friendship that has kept us, that honoring each other, appreciating one another, You know, we there's just something special about each of us, and we treasure that. And that's what has kept us together all these years. When my husband saw us, he had never seen us, or rather he had not seen us relate in a very, very long time, because I think 2 years ago when I was there, he wasn't there. And he could not believe how similar we were, the way we talk, our mannerisms, the things we laugh about, you know, the girlish things we scream about. I mean, he could not believe it, and we are not related. But he's like, wow. And, you know, this is just our partnership. We have just purposed. We are going to grow old together, even when we are in our 80s and 90s. No, let me not declare that. I don't want to say with dentures and walking sticks. We're going to be divas at 80s and 90s. But we've just said, you know, we've come such a long way, and we may not see each other every month, but we have purpose just to be in touch, encourage each other, support one another. And it's amazing. All the waiters wanted to serve us because there was just so much joy and laughter and excitement, and just building one another. You know, people like to be around happy people. And so there's such a blessing in partnership, in that togetherness. The communities that are really, really progressive now are the Chinese and the Indians. And you know, one thing about them is their unity. They go above and beyond to support each other, help each other, establish each other. You know, when they are CEOs, they'll hire their fellow Indians or their fellow Chinese. We know that Chinese are literally taking over the world. They don't say much, but they know how to work together. Now, this is a biblical unity and partnership. Psalms 133 says, how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity, for there the Lord commands a blessing. There's nowhere where it says when you do a 40-day fast, God will command the blessing, or when you do a 21-day liquid fast, God will command the blessing. But when there is unity, unity at work, unity in the family, unity between husband and wife, unity in the church. And you see, we as believers, this is why the enemy fights churches within, internally. This one doesn't get along with this one, because the enemy knows you can pray all night, but if you don't get along, there's not going to be that commanded blessing. And so it is so important in this season. If you have a roommate, be united. If you have a best friend, treasure them. At work, the multi-million dollar companies are companies that have learned to agree. The Bible also says in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? Even this programming that is being brought to you, it is the Zambia Block Talk Radio, gave me the opportunity. I'm on it now, but it is Shiko who is behind the scenes making sure that you can hear my voice. You see, it is a partnership. So it is not a one-man show. We need one another. And if there's anything, if you want to walk in the commanded blessing, I want to urge you, listeners, don't be an island. Be there for others. Be a blessing to others. Singles, this is why when you begin dating, it is so important. You hear me say it all over and over again, and I want to say it again. Ask the questions, because you see, for you to be in agreement with this man or this woman, you know, there's got to be that common vision, that common goal. You know, maybe you love your family and you love to have people all the time in your house, and then maybe he hasn't talked to his family in 10 years and doesn't like people. That already is a problem. How are you going to be united? And so this is why when dating, you need to observe, how does this person relate to their friends? Who are their best friends? How does he treat his friends? You know, how does he treat his parents? Is he faithful and consistent in the local church? Because all these things, signs of where the relationship is headed, and it is a telltale sign of what your marriage is going to be like. I remember long before we were dating with my hubby, I noticed he was always surrounded by people, and he noticed I was always surrounded by people. So immediately we saw, wow, okay, we are both friendly, we like people. And so this is why ministry is easy for us. We enjoy entertaining. We enjoy a full house. We both love people. So already that is common ground, you know, and this is what has kept us in ministry through the challenges, through the problems, because challenges will come. But we're passionate about ministry, but we like people. It does help if you're a minister to like people, because I meet people all the time who are like, oh, you know, I'm so tired. And I'm like, oh, honey, I don't know if you're in the right field, because ministry is about people. And so partnership is so important between husband and wife. You know, my hubby and I, because of our busy schedules, we and especially now with 5 kids, when it was just the two of us, we really would have time to, you know, spend time in the Word and do overnights together. But honestly, practically speaking, and living in America with no help, it is very difficult. But we do, what I'm saying is, we do pray together, but very short prayers. And it is amazing what God has done in just those tiny prayers, that we're just holding hands and say, let's agree for this, whether for the church or for missions or for a trip we're taking. That is that partnership. So it's not the length of the prayer, but it is the unity. It is the agreement. It is the togetherness. It is the harmony, even with the family altar, because we have teenagers and toddlers. So we cannot do a 3-hour family altar. Unfortunately, the kids of this generation, they just do not have that attention span. So the teenagers, in 15 minutes, they want to be texting. The toddlers are pulling this down and breaking this. So we keep our family altars short and sweet. But then there's that unity, there's that harmony, there's that joy. And the Bible says, two are better than one, for they have a good return for their labor. I want to encourage husbands and wives who are listening tonight, two are better than one. God brought you together to support each other. It is not a competition. You are there to complement one another. Where one is weak, then the other complements. For example, in my house, my husband definitely, as you know, is the great visionary, the great man of faith. And he will just speak the vision, honey, this is what I want us to do. And he's not detailed at all. Now, I'm the detailed one. So he gives the vision and I basically break it down. And this is how we work together. So that is his strength, and my strength is to now implement the vision. And so marriage works when husband and wife can look at each other's strength and focus on the strength, because the reason we're seeing marriages breaking and divorce is so rampant is, first of all, of course, there's that lack of understanding covenant relationship. But people are focusing on the little things, and instead of focusing on the strength, they are focusing on the weaknesses, and then they forget, what is it that brought you together in the beginning? What is it that excited you about each other in the beginning? What was the drawing board? What was the commonality? What was the vision? I believe if couples can do that, and if you can see your spouse as a gift, one of the revelations God gave me as a young 24-year-old bride is, this is a gift. I literally heard the Lord saying, this is a gift I'm giving to you. Now, you know, we all love to get gifts. And when you're given a gift, you don't grab it or snatch it out of someone's hand. You are excited. You receive it with two hands. I love wrapping paper. So, you know, you open it nicely. You don't just rip it apart. I hope, you know. You receive the gift, and but you handle it delicately. So with that revelation, as much as we are best friends with my hubby, we laugh, we talk, we tease each other, we fight. Yes, we fight. Holy fights, though. Good, you know, good. And he tells people disagreements are healthy, because he doesn't like people who just say yes, yes, yes. He likes a good challenge. So when I say we fight, please, I mean a holy fight, a disagreement, you know, we discuss. We have heated discussions. Shiko, please just stay on your seat, honey. Yes, Mama and Papa have heated discussions. And it's good, it's healthy, you see, because we are both strong individuals, but we've learned when it's for the common good of our family or for the church, one of us will back down. And when I talk about fighting, we like to challenge each other, you know. So let me not use the word fighting. Let me say we disagree to agree, okay, because none of us are zombies. You know, when we talk about partnership and unity and teamwork, I'm not talking about being a zombie, you have no opinion. No, you keep your opinion. It's important to also keep your individuality. It's important to have suggestions, to be able to speak out in your marriage. That's very, very important. But it's also important to take a stand. If you feel strongly about something, speak it out. But you speak it out politely, respectfully. You know, you voice your opinion. Sometimes if we don't agree on something, we say, okay, let's give it 24 hours or 48 hours or even later, you know, let's just have a nice dinner. We'll talk about it again. You know, one thing I've realized after 22 years of marriage, really, I mean, if you're still just acting up like teenagers in love, then no. You know, at this stage, we're mature. We know what we want. You know, there's just no drama. Well, once in a while, I can be quite a drama queen. Got to keep the guy on his toes. But for the most part, 90% solution listeners, I do behave. So it is well. But back to the topic, it is a blessing to partner together in marriage, partner together in business, partner together in ministry. Whatever God has called you to do as a couple, if it is business, do it to the best of your ability. You know, talk. Plan together, prepare together, write down the vision together, you know. I'm excited about going to Missouri. We're driving, because normally when we have these long drives, that's when we can talk about, you know, the future, the rest of 2014. I can't remember where somewhere we went where we drove. I tell you, by the time we got there, we didn't even know where time had flown. And that shows a good friendship, because friends are the ones who talk. In these last 3 minutes, I want to encourage you as we start this year, treasure your husband, treasure your wife, treasure your children. Pastors, let us treasure our congregation. Congregation, treasure your pastor. Unity is what attracts heaven's blessing. And I don't know about you, but I want to walk under an open heaven in 2014. I want to walk under that commanded blessing in 2014. And so it doesn't pay. Strife, bitterness, anger, and forgiveness, don't be a part of it. Let your heart be free in 2014. Release anybody who has hurt you. I will continue next week, because I know sometimes people are like, well, what if somebody is so adamant about their point, or what if one spouse is not into the ministry, one wants to go back to school, the other one wants to do a business. So we will go into the nitty-gritty of that next week. But again, in case you have just logged on, please, we are looking for partners. I believe our ministry has been a blessing to you. Whatever amount, at least 25 a month, that will push us to help us get so many things done as we're preparing for the conference. There are so many expenses. Please be a blessing unto us as we've been a blessing to you. FreshAromaMinistry.org. It is a blessing to give. Givers never lack. The Lord will bless you. The Bible is clear that when you give, He will cause men to give back into your bosom, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Again, those of you who are in Missouri this coming weekend, we look forward to seeing you at Christ Covenant Church, Friday to Sunday. And the April conference, come celebrate 10 years of Fresh Aroma, making an impact all over the USA, the nations of the world. April the 10th to the 13th, the flyer will be on very soon. We have outstanding speakers. I don't have time to talk about them, but you know we always bring you the very best. This is going to be the very, very best conference we have ever done. So Thank you for listening. I pray you are blessed. I pray you are enriched. I pray you are empowered. Again, go to our website for further information, www.fresharomaministry.org. This is Prophetess Mwaka signing off. Remember, there's a blessing in partnership, unity, teamwork. Let your marriage, your family, your friendships, your relationships, your church be different in 2014. God bless you. I love to pray.